Sam Weaver, Vice President and Partner at Chevy Chase Automotive. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jordan.
It's always a pleasure talking with you and chatting with you and just kind of learning more innovative things that you guys are doing. One of the cool things we talked about last week is kind of an idea and a concept that you got from Scott Simons. It was a mentor program. So there's been a lot that kind of has come from that already. I know there's been a lot of great one-on-one conversations and relationships that you've developed so far through that, Sam. So like, just give us a real quick overview of why you decided to do that, what that looks like, and kind of what it's meant to you guys so far.
Well, it really started years ago. I really wanted to eventually do some sort of mentoring program with the younger people to try and fill the void that I felt that I had when I was younger.
Sure.
And over the last couple of years, beginning with COVID, I was listening to Clubhouse, and that's where I stumbled across Scott Simons. And he has a much larger organization than I do, but he had a mentoring program that seemed to be very fruitful. So I decided I wanted to learn a little more about it. And that's the reason I came to Asotacon, was really to meet Scott and see if I couldn't grab his ear and talk with him for a while. And I did. And so I came back, and his program is extremely successful, but I thought that I wanted mine to be a little bit different. I wanted it to be a limited number of people, where Scott opens it up to anybody who wants to be in it, which is fantastic. And so I spent about 6 months looking at individuals within my organization and really identifying our younger associates who are going to be our future leaders.
Sure.
And so through that, during that time, I requested their employee files, and I went through it, and I would ask questions of their peers and their management team, and all undercover at that point. Because no one other than myself and maybe Scott knew what I was attempting to do.
Yeah.
So I picked my fave five, and I invited them to lunch all individually. Each one didn't know the other one was coming, and they show up at the restaurant, and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, and that was part of my
day. Yeah.
So we went through what I was trying to accomplish, that I recognize leadership qualities in each one of them. And really, I recognized a piece of me when I was their age in each one of them.
And that's right.
So it was something that I was very excited about. I'm not sure they were too excited about, because they were very tentative. They weren't quite sure what was going on. Which spoke volumes to me.
Sure.
That meant that I hadn't been that close to them. So that was about to change.
You think that's really where their reservation came from, was that maybe their relationship wasn't maybe as far along as you thought?
Not necessarily the relationship, but here's one of the qualities that I thought that I probably had, or not a quality, it was actually a hindrance. I think there was a lot of insecurity there on their part. Why does this guy want to involve me at my level? And we had all different levels in the company. We have a salesperson, we have somebody from accounting, we have somebody from service, we have somebody in the marketing area, we have somebody in the detail shop. And they all are leaders in their own ways and different levels. But younger, under 30, and it has been the best 7 months of my life.
That's amazing.
with regard to feeling like, we're making a difference in an individual's life. Forget the dealership.
That's right.
You know, you make a difference in somebody's life that happens to work for your organization. And it's really, the organization benefits. It's like a byproduct. And so we set the ground rules. Ground rule number one was, we're all equal here. And no stupid questions, honest and open discussion, respect everybody's position, commit to being a part of the group, commit to participating, and commit really to self-improvement and not just giving lip service to it. And so that's how we began. And it's a two-way street. I mean, here I'm the old guy.
True.
And I'm learning just as much from them about their generation and how and what their wants and desires are. And sometimes when you're in your 60s, it's tough to shed that stuff and really look at it differently. And so, you know, I kind of look at the symbol of giving an outreached hand. In my scenario, is much more a symbol of receiving, because this group is really inspiring me to continue on, doing more. So as we moved on, I started with, I want you to write down why you go to work every day. That was kind of the first exercise. And they did. And I said, and if you don't want to share it with the group, you don't have to, but everybody did. And it was pretty basic stuff. And so really putting them in a position where they're comfortable to communicate. And it took a couple of weeks. We meet every Wednesday from 2 to 3. Sometimes it goes 2 to 4, depending sure. on the content. And we're going to do it for 52 weeks of the year.
That's fine.
And part of the goal is they're going to find others within the organization that should come into this program. Yeah. And then we did a personality profile, analyzed that. And it's not, I'm a facilitator, moderator. But really, they're running the show in this meeting. It's not a whole lot of work on my part because they're assigning themselves different. Well, I'll take this part of analyzing the DISC analysis and I'll take this part. And somebody else says, well, I'll do the overall summary and just a rich conversation. I have what I call continuum living. Which is a continuum. I have them write down the on a line the day they were born, and then I have them write all the way to the right the day their death date, which it's not a date, it's just that's when I'm going to die. And then I have them put on the continuum where they think they are now, when they're going to retire, and then we break it down into those pieces as to, okay, what do you want to accomplish in each one of these categories? So we did the continuum exercise. Then we've gone into goal setting. They've created their own personal mission statement. We just finished with going over the book Lead Yourself First, which is a great read. And especially when you're having a conversation, we did a chapter a week and they would really discuss what it meant to them. And as a business owner, it's really important what things mean to your associates, because
that's true.
Many of them feel that they think that it's what I think it means to me. And it really isn't.
Sure.
Growth doesn't happen with what means to me. It happens with what means to them. And so we did a lot of discussion on Lead Yourself First. It's really a book I kind of boil it down to, it's the man in the mirror. And
that's a great way to look at it.
And then we moved on. Now we're currently, they're learning about job development, recruiting and selecting, training, management and motivation, orientation of new hires into the organization. Even though they aren't at the management level, all of them aren't at the management level yet, it's important for them to see both sides of it and why people ask certain questions the way that they do. Because good interviewing questions are good life questions. I mean,
that's right.
And good interviewing answers are good life answers.
Yeah.
And so it's been a great ride. I think every one of them within the group would say that they have thoroughly enjoyed it. So in the end, I mean, Team One leadership is about making sure people don't quit on themselves. You know, you can quit the dealership, but these individuals don't need to quit on themselves because they're going to go a long way in whatever way they want to go. And that's the goal for me.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you go in with this giving hand, and really at the end of the day, you've gotten so much out of this. And just to quote your own words, like, this has been the best 7 months of your life, is going through and building with them and really understanding. I think the cool thing is you're able to break down the barriers for people, because that would be very tough for anybody in a somewhat new relationship. Even though you know of each other, you're really trying to go deeper and you're really trying to uncover where they're at, where they're going to go, and then also kind of like a process of how we can get there. A lot of people, I don't think they sit down and talk about goals like you guys did.
Right. Yeah. Seeing the growth and seeing the confidence that has been built in these younger individuals, and having people out within the organization, but without outside of the Team One group, recognizing that this person has really grown.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. And they're seeing the resolution, or like the side effects, the symptoms of them having those great conversations and really seeing that they're the CEO of their own lives. You said it best, is that you can quit the dealership, but don't quit on yourself. There's just ways that you can continue to improve and always get better and better. And I guess the cool part too is there's so many different walks of life that you've brought into that group, and you're able to see kind of what work means to someone from those different walks. I can imagine that's very rewarding to see, oh man, here's this person, here's what I thought motivated them, but actually it's this. And because we uncovered that together, now all of a sudden they're really firing on all cylinders.
They're discovering themselves. I mentioned to them early on, I said, the opportunity that is right in front of you. And I went back to my old guy stuff, and I said, I can remember back in the 70s that I wanted the Earl Nightingale Leadership Program. Lead the Field was the name of the program. So I found a little form in the business section of the newspaper. I had to fill out that little form with a pen. I had to either write a check or go get a money order. I had to put it in an envelope and mail it. So we've got 5 to 7 days for mail. They had to wait for my check to clear, which took about 10 days.
Yeah.
And they packaged up the tapes and sent them back to me, which took another 5 to 7 days. So a month has gone. And in today's world, it's at your fingertips. And
that's
if you don't get it in 30 seconds, you're upset. And I said, that is a huge opportunity for you guys that I didn't
exactly
have.
That's
right. And I still have my Lead the Field tapes. I'm sure they're disintegrated. And one of the guys in my group said, what is a cassette tape?
What is this cassette you speak of?
That's right. And so that's when I did feel old, which I know that I am. But it's just I'm having a great time.
That's great. Now, kind of looking back over the last 7 months and seeing the amount of time, effort, not only for you, but for the people involved in the group that kind of goes into that, would you recommend that other dealers or dealer principals or partners or even just general managers or leaders do the same thing that you just did?
Absolutely. If they're at a point in their career or a point in their life where they say, you know, it's time for me to start giving back because people have given so much to me.
Yeah.
That's the best time to do it. If you're not at that point, it's not the time to do it. But the byproduct, the benefits that your organization will get are going to be tenfold or more. And if you end up with an individual that doesn't stay with your organization, just the joy of knowing that they found themselves and it was some other path. So they're not going to suffer through your organization knowing that that's not for them. And then the organization's in a better spot because of it. So I would highly recommend it. I would, whether you do it in with Scott's approach where you have a lot of people, everybody needs to design their own program that meets their organization's needs or their personal needs.
Yeah, that's what I like about your setup is you took Scott's idea and concept, and maybe, you know, Scott obviously didn't make it up himself. He got it from somewhere else, and you put your own spin on it, and you did what works for you. And at this level, you're able to really go deep with 4 or 5 individuals, and now you're able to do it for a year with them, which is awesome. That's stellar.
Right.
That's great. So, Sam, thank you so much for joining me today. Thanks so much for sharing this with our community. And if people wanted to reach out to you with questions on how they can start a mentorship program, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Oh, but email would be great. It's weaver@chevychasecars.com, W-E-A-V-E-R at chevychasecars.com, or pick up the phone and give me a call, 301-440-0248. Be happy to help.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with a Sody. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for other great podcasts and content.